stand in your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Revelations of your love. As we look to the heavens. Holy Spirit, rain, falling like a flood. Break upon our praise as we sing of your love. Holy Spirit, fire, burn within our soul as we call on your name.
Help me say,
Jesus, as we call on your name.
His name.
Jesus.
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 As we call on your name.
Jesus.
As we call on your name. Oh, Holy Spirit, burn like a fire, all-consuming. Consume us here in your presence, Lord, I surrender to your glory. For your glory, oh Holy Spirit, burn like a fire, all-consuming. Consume us here in your presence, Lord, we surrender to your glory. It's for your glory. Holy Spirit, raise your hands.
Yes.
Worship Him this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are here today. You are in us. You are around us. You are upon us.
Hallelujah.
Fill us with your love, and your joy, and your peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was sitting there listening to that, and it just struck me, when she does Holy Spirit pray, you know, your voice is just perfect for singing that. That high voice, you know, it's just so soft, it's just right there. That's the voice you need to sing that song.
Yes. And I get up there.
It's just, that's so right.
Half the time I ain't got a clue what I'm, you know, I just go into the presence and I end up at the end of the song.
Praise God. I was sitting there thinking, we focus on the Holy Spirit, and I was thinking about some of the things that I've been thinking about the Holy Spirit, and I think about, you know, being filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, and I was trying to think of what does that mean, being filled with the Holy Spirit, because, you know, Brother Wharton talked about it one day and recently, and I thought about car, you have a car tire, and the big thing now is that you don't just put air in tires, you know, when they give you a new car, they put nitrogen. In the tire, it's the gas, it's the nitrogen gas. It's, they put green on there, so let you know it's all nitrogen. It's not, doesn't have any oxygen in it. It's supposed to be better. I don't know. You know,
but it won't leak out as much as quick.
Is that it? Anyway, so you get a tire, and that tire is filled with nitrogen, right? There's nothing else in that tire but nitrogen. 35 psi. You know. What you put in a tire is filled with nitrogen. Okay? So it is filled. And when we get the Holy Spirit in it, we're filled with the Holy Spirit. But then somebody could come along and take another tank of compressed gas, say argon. They could put in, get it up to 50 psi, put more argon in there. You know, put an argon in there. And they could come in with neon, put neon in there. They have it up to 100 PSI. Well, now your tire is no longer filled with nitrogen.
Yeah.
It's full, but it's not filled with nitrogen. You've got two other gases in there, right? So if you want to be filled with nitrogen, you've got to get those other two gases out. Right? So you can go back to being filled with nitrogen. You got nitrogen in there, but it's not filled with nitrogen. You got a lot of other stuff in there. And sometimes I think that's the way I am. I've got the Holy Ghost, but I'm not filled with it because I've got other things. I've got concerns and worries and thoughts and, you know, all these other things that come at me. And so sometimes I just need to stop and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
That's good, right?
Get rid of all the other concerns and cares and whatever.
He said, cast them on him.
cast them all on him and just be filled with the Holy Spirit. So that's just, it's just another way of looking at things.
Amen.
You know.
That's a good example that you gave. It brings it more clear to the people. And in the book of Ephesians, he said, keep being filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and sing spiritual songs. And,
yes.
You know, and pray, keep the melody in your heart. And, you know, he told us how we can keep being filled.
Yeah, we are. We do something in the United States, and I guess all over the world, but we do something that we know isn't right. We talk about when the sun's going to rise and when the sun's going to set. Well, now, we've already proven scientifically, right? the sun doesn't rise, the sun doesn't set. Mm-hmm. It's way off, 90 million miles away. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not rising. It doesn't get up in the morning. I'd get out of bed and say, oh, they're going to shine today. You know? And it doesn't, you know, when it gets, I think I'll sit down, you know, I'm going to, the sun doesn't do that, right? I mean, it's the earth turning, supposedly, you know, is what science tells us. Mm-hmm. It's the earth turning, and that causes the sun to move across our sky, you know, mm-hmm. but it doesn't move, we're moving, supposedly. And so, but we still use those terms, don't we? Mm-hmm. We still use those terms. And, you know, nobody gets all upset because we're using those terms. Mm-hmm. Because they've just been used for so long, and they describe what's going on. It's like, we're just going to keep using them. We know they're wrong, but we're going to keep using them. You know, we're just going to keep using those terms. And I think oftentimes when we're singing our songs, and we say, Holy Spirit, come down. Right?
Sorry.
We still use those terms.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
We know they're wrong, mm-hmm. but we still use those terms. Mm-hmm. Right? Because the Holy Spirit's here. Mm-hmm. If anything, He's going to well up inside us, right?
Good.
Well up inside us.
Holy
but we don't. But we, you know, we go ahead and we say, "Holy Spirit, come down." So don't worry about it. You know, mm-hmm. the Son knows what He's supposed to do, whether we say rise or sit or not. You know, the Holy Spirit knows what He wants to do. Mm-hmm. You know, whether we say rise up or you know, it's just don't get concerned with our terminology. You know, we know it's wrong, but we just go do it anyway, don't we? And so, anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. That was a little side thing. But David,
that was good. That was clear.
You got your computer, your Bible. Excuse me, that's your computer. Could you look up Luke 10 and verse 38? And while he's doing that, I just want to let y'all know we're changing things around here. We're no longer going to be meeting in the morning. We'll meet at midnight. We're no longer going to be sitting down listening. We're going to stand on our heads and we're going to listen. And no more of this drinking coffee like that. We're going to drink coffee out of a glass bottle with a straw. Okay? So we're going to change some things around here. Now, that's not the way you change things, is it? You just go around and make, you know, commands and this sort of thing. That's not the way you change things. But that is, those are radical changes, are they not?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, no longer are we going to eat
coffee. Yeah, that's radical.
Yeah, some business with people's coffee. You get a little bit radical, you know.
Make some changes.
You know, it's kind of like saying we no longer going to eat soup with spoons. We're going to use chopsticks, you know. It's just, you know, those are radical changes, though. And it occurred to me that Jesus was one of those radical people that changed things.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that when I realized a passage that was in the Bible. If you think about it, it really should be in the Bible. It's not important enough to be in the Bible. I mean, it's a little teeny thing. Would you read it for us to the end of the chapter, 10:38 to the end?
Now it came to pass as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Keep on reading.
All the way to the end.
And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was calmer, very much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou care that my sister hath left me in serving alone? Bid her, therefore, that she may have me. And Jesus answered and said of her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, mm-hmm. but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen the good part, which mm-hmm. shall not be taken away from her.
That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah, what's that in the Bible? That's the most insignificant sort of thing, right? I mean, he's just talking about ladies trying to fix a meal. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, can't we start talking about some big things? I mean, Jesus, come on, you're going to be dying in a few days, you know, you can raise people from the dead, you heal sick, and you're talking about serving food? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is insignificant. Why do you stick that in the Bible? What's that doing in there? That's the most insignificant thing. And yet, we're going to talk about washing pots or something? What is this? This is the Bible. Come on, we got serious things to talk about. It's not that long. We need big things in there, right? But this little insignificant thing. And I started thinking about that. Why would he put such an insignificant little thing in the Bible? You know? You just want to say something good about Mary? I don't know. You know, he said something good about Mary later on. He didn't have to do it here, you know. Well, what's the deal here, you know? And I got to thinking about it. You know, it was in 1950 when the University of Harvard University up in Boston, accepted its first woman as a student.
That's what now?
It accepted the first woman as a student.
Uh-huh.
It was in 1969 that Yale and Princeton accepted women as students. Mm-hmm. Before that, the whole graduating class was men. It was men. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the significance of that? Well, how does that tie to that verse? Back in the Jewish days, and you probably know this, I'll just remind you, okay? But back in those days when Jesus lived, when the boys got up to be a certain age, they would go and sit and study with the rabbi, mm-hmm. the village rabbi, all right? And they would study with him for a few years, and then after a certain time, they would go and apprentice themselves to whoever, usually their dad, you know, and they would learn a trade. But the girls didn't do that. The girls didn't go and sit with the rabbi and learn.
Hmm.
Okay? That's probably why Paul said, I don't let a woman ask questions in church, speak in church, because they haven't studied the scriptures like the boys have with the rabbi. Hmm. They need to just go home and talk to their husbands, because he studied the scriptures, and they'll be asking stupid questions if we let them speak, you know, blow everything up, you know, throw the spirit off, you know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because they didn't get the training, the teaching that the guys did under the rabbi, the boys did. And I got to thinking about that. Here's Jesus sitting and he's talking to his disciples, men talk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Men talk. We're talking about serious spiritual thing. First, we're getting spiritual.
Amen.
And Mary comes in and she sits down and wants to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right.
No, it's not.
Martha was right. Martha was saying, this isn't right. This isn't the way we do things. Mm-hmm. You see, we get on Martha, mm-hmm. but Martha was right. According to her culture, mm-hmm. this is not how we do things. Mm-hmm. We need to get her out of here and get her doing the things she's supposed to be doing.
Hmm.
Yeah, Martha was the right one.
Yeah.
But Jesus, suddenly, he grabbed hold of that culture and he turned it upside down.
Amen. Just stop. Just give him one.
He just turned that culture upside down.
Yeah.
And it took, what, 1900 years for it to take in the United States? Right? Women's suffrage, you know, you finally get to vote, you know, you finally get to go to school in 1950 and 1969, and you know, and finally you ladies are in. You're mm-hmm. in. It's okay for you to sit in here and listen to us men, folks, talk about the Lord. Yeah, okay.
That was a very good point you brought out. Most people had brought that point out with Mary and Martha. They hadn't showed that side of it.
Mm-hmm.
That Mary should not have been at his feet listening to him teaching.
Right.
Rather, you don't. The boys and the men could do that.
I'm so glad he brought that out. I never saw it.
So Martha had a valid point there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the natural.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's right. So Jesus, though, when he changed the culture, and that's what he did with that little bitty. Incident. He just turned the culture upside down, but he did it so gently. He didn't come and say, "Go longer, you're going to be able to drink coffee." Like, you know, he didn't do that. He didn't come and just. He just said, "You know, this is. I'm not going to take this away anymore. This is a good thing that she's doing."
Yeah.
And you can awesome. See how the men in the New Testament. They said, "Those men they've gone around and turning the world upside down. They come here too. What are we going to do? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
In the New Testament, right? Uh-huh. In Acts it says, they knew these Christians come and they turn things upside down.
Mm-hmm.
This, things are not going to be the way they used to be.
Mm. Not the Jesus culture.
I'll leave y'all with that thought.
But it also answered a lot of your questions. That just blended right in.
Yeah.
Mary wanted to get in Jesus' presence. He was there. And, you know, we don't have Jesus in the flesh. But she knew to get in his presence, she needed to sit at his feet and learn. Mm-hmm. That was a learning position, but it was the position that wasn't for women. Women weren't supposed to take that position.
Mm-hmm. So Satan decided not to fight against that, and he did the other, was to get the woman out of her place in the biblical part, where she's got to work now to make a living. She can't stay home and take care of elderly people. She can't do this, she can't do that. She's got to do this, she can't be feminine. If you're feminine, there's something wrong with you. If you want something like stay at home, there's something wrong with you. So Satan saw that he had to take, and he deceived so many people. But we need to pray now that the women's eyes in this country are open to what their role is in the gospel. The true
Amen.
Role, like you're saying, the true role. That we
Amen.
Have.
And
because there's lots of women that don't want to work that have to work.
Yeah. That's many factors.
I know. I'm not judging anybody about that. But I'm saying, I know in the 50s, everybody in my school, mamas was at home. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what it would be
and
like if you got somebody elderly you got to take care of?
And the children.
Yes. And you're torn between. Well, how will I take care of this, and how will I do this, and how will I do that? So Satan, our eyes are open at the church to what the woman's true role is.
Amen.
We need to pray that.
And
if you want to stay home, you should be able to stay home.
I agree with that, Mary, because...
if you want to work, you should be able to work.
It's so much to do at home.
Amen.
So much needed to be done at home. But that answered your question so goodly. Martha was in a world where she was just, he said, Martha, you're not only worried about putting dinner on the table, you got a lot of other problems and issues you're worried about. Mm-hmm. And you want me to take this from Mary? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. And she wants to get in my presence? Mm-hmm. Now, all of them was there in his presence. But Mary wanted to get into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't want to be there with him. Martha was there with him now. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was there, but she didn't get into his presence because she was what? Worried, concerned, trying to get dinner on the table, trying to, you know. And she wanted Jesus to take that from Mary.
I'm glad Jesus did that. Women is like a trump card.
Oh, I agree with you.
They have a whole nother perspective. And the Holy Spirit, you know, the yes. Holy Spirit work. I've heard women say things that men just can't come up with. It's different. God gave Adam, he didn't give Adam all of his marbles. He gave some of them to Eve. That's another perspective. And when women work to move by the Holy Spirit, they say some awesome stuff.
Amen.
From
Amen.
Another perspective. And Satan really don't know how to deal with it.
That's why I kept trying to keep women silent for years and years and years. And then he tried to make them too voiceful.
Sometimes Alicia say things to me, it just makes, that's just what needs to happen. And when they have that perspective and the enemy don't know how to counter.
Until I came in, we on a Revelation talk here.
Oh, all right.
We have to tell them we in Revelation.
It's talk and stop right now.
First the kingdom of God and all these things should be added to you. That's what Mary was doing. The other would be added.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so Jesus was the rabbi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the guys were all gathered around a rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
And she came and she sat down and she said, I want to hear the rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, we always...
In that culture, they, she wouldn't allow to do that.
Yeah.
But she did. Jesus said, oh yeah, come on in.
In other words, God comes before your culture or your laws.
Oh yeah.
God's the top.
Yeah, it's a kingdom culture. Mm-hmm. He changed it from the natural culture to the kingdom. In the kingdom culture, she had every right to sit there and listen, just like the man.
That's so right. It supersedes awesome. The natural culture.
There mm-hmm. you go.
That's right. We got to turn
hey, we got. Right hey, now. You got to... You started this. You got to end it.
No, I'm going to end it right now. I'm going to ask a woman to pray for the food, okay? Is that turning things upside down? Mary, would you pray for us?
Father, we just thank you for the revelation of your word that was released on us today. May we take it and be more Mary in a Martha's world. And Father, as we release your blessing on this food, you said you'll bless our food, our bread and water, and you take sickness from among us.
Amen.
And Lord, we just thank you. We just speak a blessing on this food in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That was really good.
Right? It is.